"Gracious, no," said Miss Treadgold, stretching to her full height. "That would be most improper. I do apologize, Mr. Rosnovsky, but for Florentina's impudence." "It's not impudence, Papa. If I finish top, half the credit must go to Miss Treadgold."
"If not more," said Abel. "And I'll agree to your demands. But on one condition." He folded his paper carefully.
"What's that?" said Florentina.
"How much do you have in your savings account, young lady?"
$312, came the immediate reply.
"Very well. If you fail to finish in the first four, you must sacrifice the $312 to help me pay the tuition you haven't saved."
Florentina hesitated. Abel waited, and Miss Treadgold didn't comment.
"I agree," said Florentina at last. "I have never bet in my life," said Miss Treadgold, "and I can only hope my dear father does not live to learn of this."
"It should not concern you, Miss Treadgold."
"It certainly does, Mr. Rosnovsky. If the child is willing to gamble her only $312 on the strength of what I have managed to do for her, then I must repay in kind, and also offer $312 towards her education, if she fails to win a scholarship."
"Bravo," said Florentina, and threw her arms around her governess.
"A fool and his money are soon parted," declared Miss Treadgold.
"Agreed," said Abel, "for I have lost."
"What do you mean, Papa?" asked Florentina.
Abel turned over the newspaper to reveal a small headline that read, "The Chicago Baron's Daughter Wins Top Scholarship."
"Mr. Rosnovsky, you knew all the time."
"True, Miss Treadgold, but it is you who have turned out to be the better poker player."
Florentina was overjoyed and spent the last few days of her life at middle school as the class heroine. Even Edward Winchester congratulated her.
"Let's go and have a drink to celebrate," he suggested.
"What?" said Florentina. "I've never had a drink before."
"No time like the present," said Edward,
and led her to a small classroom in the boys' end of the school. Once they were inside, he locked the door.
"Don't want to get caught," he explained.
Florentina stood in admiring disbelief as Edward lifted the lid of his desk and took out a bottle of beer, which he pried open with a nickel. He poured the flat brown liquid into two dirty glasses, also extracted from the desk, and passed one over to Florentina.
"Bottoms up," said Edward.